the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called the Slash RB Mystery. One of the greatest unsolved mysteries of the West centered about the largest and most infamous cattle ranch, the Slash RB. It covered over 3 million acres and was guarded like a medieval fortress. No one who went to work for the Slash RB was ever seen again. And soon the whispered word was that the guards were not human. Strangely enough, this was the truth. These puzzling circumstances were the cause of the secret meeting held at a small adobe house near the border of the United States and Mexico.
That busted infernal rain. It's getting on my nerves. How much longer are we going to wait for the Cisco Kid?
Oh, not much longer, Major Hall. Listen, huh?
Yes, I hear them. Horses galloping. You're right, Captain Chavez. Must be the Cisco Kid and his partner now.
Hey, hold on, hold on.
Buenos dias, senores.
Hola, amigos.
Any shelter here to get the horses out of the rain?
Yes, there's a shed round back of the house with smoke and stalls. That's where we left our horses.
Please, come in out of the rain, Senor Cisco.
Gracias, senor. As soon as I care for my horse.
Pancho, take care of Diablo and Loco. You go on inside, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. Gracias. Will you be sure to give them a good rub down with some straw?
Oh, Pancho, no good, Cisco. And Pancho, give them a good feed, too.
Glad to get out of the rain and this wet serape.
Si, here. I will place it over here in the corner, Senor Cisco.
Gracias, Senor.
I am Capitán Bernardo Chavez of the Mexican Rurales.
I have heard of you, Capitán Chavez.
And I'm Major Howard Hall, United States Army Military Intelligence.
I have also heard of your reputation, Major Hall.
You know why we're here?
Si, I do. The Slash RB Rancho.
Because of the fact that half of the Slash RB is in the United States and half of it is in Mexico, this rancho is of great importance to both our countries.
That's a fact. President Grant thinks it's so serious, he sent me directly from Washington to this meeting.
Si, and our Presidente Juarez is in complete agreement. I have just come from Mexico, si.
Since the Slash RB is such a sore spot, why not send an army of soldados from either side of the border to clear up the matter?
And cause an international incident?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, several great powers in Europe are greedily licking their jowls and hoping for an incident that will start a war between the United States and Mexico, so they can step in and gain a foothold in North America.
Si, I know. The French only recently were driven out of Mexico.
And in our country, we have the wounds of the Civil War that need healing. Tell me, how much do you know about the Slash RB, Cisco?
Only what everyone else knows. It is the largest rancho in the country, probably in the world. In the right channel of the Rio Grande River was diverted so that it could completely surround this rancho by water.
The bridge at San Ysidro is the only known entrance to the ranch.
What is to prevent an hombre from swimming the river and entering the rancho at some other point?
It has been tried, Senor Cisco.
And?
The hombres who tried it were never heard from again.
This much we do know. Several of our operators found that a point of contact for the ranch is the Poco Cantina in San Ysidro.
The little cafe, And that is where Pancho and I would make our start.
I know of your bravery, Senor Cisco. This matter must remain secret. Evil forces in both our countries would like nothing better than to fan the fires of hatred between us and cause a war.
Trust me, Capitán Chavez. I'll be most discreet about this matter.
Be more than discreet, amigo. Be careful with your life. Many good hombres have lost theirs while investigating this matter. It is a matter of murder.
Minnie.
What do you think? Have you set compass on any more swabs we can shanghai for the ranch?
I reckon two are tying up in front of the cantina right now.
Well, belay then. Make ready to hoist anchor and set sail for the Slash RB with that load of couchings.
These two coming in now make wagon load. Slash RB can sure use these new cow folks.
Yeah. I hear a round dozen of them tried to escape last week.
That's right. And you know what happened to them.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Satisfied to get paid $100 a head for every horse ride and land crab that I can shanghai for you.
You're plenty smart, Minnie. No questions, no trouble.
I didn't sail the seven seas for nothing, you know. I learned long ago to keep my mouth shut, Scrap. As long as you're willing to pay $100 a piece, I'm willing to fix their food with that stuff that puts them to sleep. So you can get them to the ranch without no trouble.
And here comes $200 for you. A tall hombre dressed in black and the little fat one just coming into the cafe. I'll see you later.
Aye, Scrap, that you will. Now to give them two landlubbers a royal welcome. Where's that ship's bell? Ahoy now, ladies! You two slobs are strangers here. Come on over and make the acquaintance of Captain Millie Matthews.
Buenas noches, senora. How you could be a sea capitan when you not got no boat?
That's a good question. Deserves a good answer, matey. Yeah, I use a name to suit my poor old fancy. Because my late lamented husband, oh, rest his soul, he was a seafaring man.
I'm sorry to hear that your husband is no longer alive, Senora Mahaffey.
Don't be sorry for him, Bucko. Just be sorry for the swab who's going to be my next husband.
See, he's the one to be sorry, boy.
And blast my binnacles if you ain't the likely prospect. I like some round and healthy looking just like you.
See, the Pancho round and healthy looking. But Pancho not feel so healthy now, Signore. And Pancho not want to make no marriage.
Make no marriage?
No.
Make no marriage. Yeah, well, you don't look so healthy to me no more, neither.
Oh, Pancho not feel so good, Cisco. Pancho feel too sick to even eat. Come, we go.
If you do not want to eat, Pancho, you are really sick.
Oh, come on now, mateys. I was only having a little joke with you. I'll see to it you get fed the best supper that you've ever eaten.
But then the Signore just made the joke about the marriage, huh?
Well, shiver my timbers, sonny. Of course it was just a joke.
Oh, bueno. Hey, what you say we have for dinner?
Chicken dumplings?
Chicken dumplings.
Corn on the cob?
Oh, corn on the cob.
Potato pancakes with applesauce?
With the applesauce.
And for dessert?
Si, for dessert.
I'm going to surprise you and your partner, sonny. I ain't going to tell you what I'll put in the dessert. But scuttle me and strike me blind if I don't hand you a surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah, I mean, bully boys. What I'm going to put in the dessert will hand you the surprise of your lives.
Get up, Pancho. Not so loud.
Oh, Pancho, feel like a herd of buffalo run over Pancho's tongue.
Si, Chico, I know. Get up. The after effect of the stuff the senora put in the dessert makes you feel this way.
The senora? The dessert?
Si. Oh. I tried to signal you not to eat that dessert. I saw her put something in to make us sleep.
Then why you not tell Pancho?
I did not have the chance. If I had stopped her, we would not be in this wagon now on our way to the Slash RV Rancho.
But what all these other sleeping hombres that they're doing in this wagon, huh, Cisco?
They must have been put to sleep by the senor in the same way, Pancho. Now we know how the Slash RV gets vaqueros to work there.
Why you not fall asleep from that dessert, Cisco?
I only pretended to eat it, Pancho. Just as I pretended to be knocked out when we were loaded into this wagon.
Oh. You know who driving this covered wagon, Cisco?
No, Chico. But I have been watching over the back of the tailboard, and what I see puzzles me very much.
What you see, Cisco? What you see?
We came across the bridge at San Isidro at daylight. Several armed guards led us through the gate after we crossed the river.
See, and then what?
We have been traveling on this road for about an hour. As you can see, there's a high mesh wire fence bordering either side of the road.
Oh, see, and it's up with barbed wire to make it hard for anybody to crawl over it.
What bothers me is that I have not seen a living thing on the other side of that fence since we started.
No cars? No vaqueros guarding the rancho?
Not a thing. What could be behind the wire fence to keep everyone who enters his rancho a prisoner?
Pancho not believe in ghosts, see? It not could be ghosts, see? Could it, Cisco?
Of course not. There are no such things as ghosts.
Oh, look, Cisco, we come to the end of the wire fence. Don't you wonder where we be now?
Hold on.
Well, perhaps we will soon find out.
Hey, Pat Burgess. Back with another load of saddle pants.
Oh, that hombre, Pat Burgess, the boss of this rancho?
You know as much about it as I do, Chico.
Get up.
Twelve new men in the back of the wagon. They all got a good dose of whatever it is many put in their food. Ain't heard a peep out of them. I'll have some of the Indians help me unload them. As soon as they've got the tailgate of this wagon. Well, what do you know? Two of the sleeping beauties already woke up.
Si, hombre. We can climb out of the wagon ourselves.
Where you bring us? Madre mía, Cisco, that hombre, well, the boss not an hombre at all. He a señorita. Want to hear the other one call him Pat?
You heard right. My name is Patricia Burgess. And though I'm the boss, you'll be taking your orders from Scrap Beardsley.
And I give them orders only once. Savvy?
What kind of a rancho is this, señorita? Do you have to Shanghai vaqueros to get them to work here?
I might as well show you I mean what I say.
Just a moment, Scrap. You, what's your name?
I'm known as the Cisco Kid, señorita Burgess, and this is my compañero Pancho.
Look around you, Cisco. These Papago Indians are my house guards. They were born and raised on this ranch, and they'll do anything to protect it.
Protect it from what, señorita? Is the barbed wire fence to keep someone away from you, or is it to keep the hombres who work here from leaving this rancho?
You got a long nose, Jayhawker. You'll learn the answers to them questions soon enough, if you live.
You made sure we could not answer you with bullets when you took our guns, Coyote.
I don't need no gun to convince you. I'm called Scrap because I love a fight. And because I'm fast with a gun as I am with my fists.
Look out of the way. Right to the jaw. And then right.
Oh, that Scrap fighter is stretched out like a cucaracha now.
Manuel, you and the others. Grab these two out.
What we do now, see, there are too many of these Indians for us to find.
Hey, you are trying to find show.
You're going to realize it's better when I'm done with you. Your men hold his arms behind him.
What? Sneaking yellow coyote.
Shut up. Papago Indians would just soon slit your throat as not. As for you, Cisco. How do you like the way I fight now?
That's enough, Scrap. Listen to me, both of you. And you can warn the others when they awake. Work and be fed. Refuse and be beaten. There's no escape. Others have tried it. All that waits for you on the other side of that wire fence is death.
I just don't care what kind of story that gal told about what's on the other side of that wire fence.
Well, you think that hombre was the prisoner with those rights he's on?
I do not know for sure, Pancho.
For my money, it's a made-up story if ever I heard one.
Yeah.
And besides, how do we know this Cisco kid is telling us the truth, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What about it, Cisco?
About what, senor?
Look, my name is Jim Hodges. And I mean about that yarn you spun us of some kind of death on the other side of that fence.
Well, the truth, senor, that what the senorita Borges tell us to tell you.
You two was the only ones awake when she told you that?
That is right, senor Jim.
To me, it's got a phony ring. How about it, boy?
Now, listen to me, hombres.
You can believe it or not, just as you choose. What I have repeated to you is the truth.
How do we know you ain't working for that Burgess gang, huh? Yeah, and where are them guards you was talking about? Papago Indians.
I told you. They herded our horses over to that big corral after we were all thrown into this fenced compound.
Well, then how come they ain't guarding us now?
Well, like Cisco tell you, that hombre was the foreman, a Scrap Beardsley. He give them the order to ride away.
Well, I think you're lying, and I aim to prove it.
What you say?
Hold on, Mr. Pancho. Nothing you or I will say can convince this, senor.
You bet it can. There ain't nothing to keep me from climbing over that fence and walking out of here. No Indians, no guards, no Patricia Burgess or Scrap Beardsley.
Use your head, señores. Why would I make up such a fantastic story?
That's what I'd like to know. Why did you? Maybe I ought to knock the daylights out of you and find out, huh?
Oh, you tried and Cisco knocked you out of the daylights.
Now, look, I'm climbing over that fence and walking out of here. You aim to try to stop me, Cisco?
I am appealing to your common sense. Do you think we would be left here unguarded after the trouble that was taken to make us prisoner if there were not something on the other side of that fence to prevent our escape?
Well, I'm sure going to find out. Are you with me, boy?
Yeah.
Come on, follow me.
Oh, look, Cisco, they're all climbing over that fence.
Say, I wish I could stop them.
Oh, you think maybe Senor Jim Hodge is right and that Senorita just make up the story?
I wish I could believe that, but I cannot.
Oh, they all over the fence and nothing happening to them.
See, but that... Look, Pancho, coming from behind the barn.
Oh, that Senorita Borges and a Beardsley coyote.
They've been waiting there all this time for this to happen. They knew that I...
Hombres! Senor Jim! Hodges! Come back! Come back!
Save your breath, Cisco. Ain't gonna listen to you.
Open the gate into the compound, Scrap.
Sure. There it is, Pat. Go ahead.
Come on, get up.
Yes,
Oh, you...
Hold on, hold on.
So your friends wouldn't believe you. Well, they'll have to learn the hard way.
And they'll never live to put to use the knowledge they're going to learn.
What do you mean, hombre?
Listen.
Marco de Mia, it can't be.
Yes, it can. You'll see for yourself in just a minute.
What it is, Cisco? What it is?
A pack of lobos.
Wolves! Santos! No wonder they not need no guards out here.
That's right. Them big gray lobo wolves make better guards than any human being could.
But those hombres, they will be slaughtered.
You tried to warn them, Cisco. They wouldn't listen.
Oh, Cisco, look. The pack come out of that woods. Soon they attack those hombres.
Now, if I can have it... Where you go? Down off that horse. Snap this for me. And out of the way.
Oh, Wales. Coward.
Now we will see.
Chihuahua! Those bullets stopped the rest of that wolf pack. And every one of those hombres, they're getting back over the fence safely.
Take me down off my horse, will you?
No, wait, Scrap. I've got Cisco covered with my gun. Just get your rifle.
Give it here.
By thunder, you were telling the truth, Cisco. You saved our lives. Thanks, Cisco. I want to tell you...
Shut up! I'll do the telling.
Who are you? What's your idea?
Butter this rifle in your face is the idea.
Rotten, sneaking coyote.
You may say
anything. Now I have the rifle.
Cisco, those Papagos Indians, they surround this corral we in.
I told you the Papagos were my house guards and they wouldn't let nothing happen to me. I'll hand that rifle back for Scrap.
As you say, Senorita. Here's the rifle, hombre.
I should like to butt in your face.
No, Scrap, not this time. Get on your horse.
There'll be a next time, Cisco. Don't think there won't.
Give you hombres. Can't you say your Jim?
He not hurt bad, Cisco. He only knocked out.
I know. He will live. But unless we can figure out some plan of escape, it might be better if we were all dead.
Yes? Come in. Oh. Bring the Cisco kid over here.
What do you want with the Cisco kid, Matt?
I want to talk to him alone, Scrap. You and the Papago can leave.
Yeah, but I...
No but about it. That's an order.
Well, all right. Come on.
Sit down. Sit down, Cisco.
Why? What new game have you drummed up, Senorita?
No game, Cisco. Straight talk.
See?
You're fast with your fists and with a gun. I like the way you handle yourself. I need men like you on my side.
What is your side, Senorita Burgess?
The right side. Might makes right.
Not always, Senorita.
Well, look around you. Haven't you wondered why all the secrecy and precaution taken about this ranch?
See, I have.
Come here. I'll show you. This door leads to the main storeroom. Naturally, I keep it locked.
Why, senorita?
See for yourself.
Santos. You're not guns, ammunition, and gunpowder to equip an army.
An army is right. An army of Papago warriors. And all equipped with the latest weapons of war.
But why?
To carve out an empire here in the Southwest. Part of it from Mexico, part from the United States.
Who is behind this plot, senorita?
You want to know too much too soon. All in good time, senor. First, how would you like to lead my army?
What can a few hundred Papagos, no matter how well trained, do against the forces of the United States and Mexico?
Enough. Let's say a friendly European power is also interested in this new empire.
Interested enough to supply all these munitions?
Of course. The moment trouble is begun, we'll have help from across the ocean to aid us in our objective. Both the United States and Mexico have enough internal troubles to make them easy marks.
A fantastic dream.
What's your answer to my question? You want part of the bounty?
Answer!
Blast you between the eyes!
Not while I can twist the gun for your hand. That's bad. Now get back out of here, senorita. Go!
You'll never get out of this room alive.
First, you grab a barrel of this gun, fire it. Knock a hole in it with the grip of this gun.
Help! Grab, I need help!
Now, see whether or not I will get out of here alive.
Help! Help! Help him! Get this, go! Get it! Kill him!
Get back, Kurt!
No, my hand! Cisco, take the gun out of my hand!
Off the
Running it.
bullets.
Cisco, a barrel of gunpowder.
Say, I've left a trail of gunpowder in the munition storeroom to here.
But why?
So I can set fire to this gunpowder with a bullet from this gun.
Madre mia, that trail of gunpowder is on fire, and it is traveling fast.
Look, the Papago guards are trying to start the fire.
When they fail,
bam!
Look, they're running away from the house. Everybody is running.
Well, that is good for us. Now, amigos, listen to me. In a moment, that warehouse and munitions will go up in smoke. When it does, take out after those hombres with the guns. The element of surprise is on our side, and we will win.
The house! Look, the house! That gunpowder!
Now, amigos, after them. When they are the prisoners, we will put an end to this matter of murder.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho feel better now that there are no more Slash RV Rancho.
And I feel better now that Scrap Beardsley, Pat Burgess, and that Shanghai Mini Mahaffey are all in prison.
See, all in prison. All the hombres who work on that rancho, they feel better now that they are free, too.
But I do not think those Papago Indians are too happy about being on their reservation.
Oh, they a lot better off to be there than on that Slash RB Rancho.
See, I agree with you, Chico.
That a foolish senorita to think she could win a fight against the United States and Mexico, even with the help of some other country.
What she and many others overlook is that in spite of our internal troubles, we Americans will fight in unity against any common enemy.
See, Pancho be glad to fight the enemy, just like that Major Hull and Capitan Chavez.
You mean you would like to be in the Secret Service, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho in the Secret Service one time, Cisco. And Pancho get sent on a great mission.
You were sent on a great mission, Pancho, for the Secret Service?
Yes, Cisco, and it's a secret mission, too.
You were sent on a secret mission? Well, what was it?
That what Pancho not know. It was so secret they not tell Pancho.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco.
Up, Diablo!